A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account. It's our place at sports bets from anywhere in Nevada, whatever your sport, whatever your betting style. You're going to love BetMGM state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Kelly, I don't know if I was Instagramming or TikToking or whatever the hell I was doing yesterday, just flipping through videos.
You were TikToking?
I don't know. Someone sends me a TikTok thing. I don't actively go to TikTok, right?
That same thing happens to me. Somebody will send me one. Yeah. I'm like, where'd I go? What happened?
And then the next 30 minutes of my life are toast. Paul Rudd does something I was doing. You know how I was talking about 2 weeks ago when you were here about the whole, male and genders associated with numbers that I have?
Yep. I was thinking about you last night when I saw something.
Really?
Yeah. I saw something in a movie about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like about some guy seeing prime numbers as a certain color. I was like, Gil Alexander, basically.
So Paul Rudd does this thing that I've done for my entire life, too. I had no idea that he did it. I can remember a phone number for 4 or 5 decades because I use mnemonic tactics and associate them with old Washington football team jersey numbers. He does it with Pittsburgh Steelers, 1979 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did not know
Paul. Do you do
Rudd
that at all?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yes, but not relating to one specific thing like that.
I
might remember a number because it means something to me, for a different reason.
Rattle off a 7-number phone number for me right now. Go ahead. Quick. Parlor trick.
307-5923.
Mark Mosley, Joe Theismann, Brad Dusek, Tony Peters.
Nice.
That's how you do it. Then I'll remember that forever. That sequence, right? And I'll be like, oh, there's the phone number. Parlor tricks, ladies and gentlemen. And it always interesting what era of skin you like come up with in your head.
Right. Yeah. Where's Lavernius Coles at?
He's not part of the rotation. What do you do on 4th of July? Do you have a special 4th of July tradition? Do you go see fireworks? Do you go to movies?
What do you do? I'm always open to any barbecue invites. You know what I mean? I'm not a man to turn down a burger and a beer. I'm not that kind of guy, Gil. However, you caught during the break, I just realized clearly we didn't work on New Year's or something. Because we were just having the conversation of fireworks in Vegas, and Sean, our great audio op, was asking you about watching him on top of your building because he's going to come over tonight and hang out with
Apparently
you.
Apparently so.
Yeah. But hey, I didn't realize how dang late they go. I got to get my sleep, Gil. We got an early show to do here tomorrow morning.
Welcome to the mornings, Kelly.
Shut it down, Vegas. Come on. You got to take it easy tonight, man.
What time do you normally go to bed?
It depends. But I mean, like, I enjoy if the NBA is over, like, trying to get to bed around 9:30 our time.
Speaking of the NBA, I don't know if you know this, the Damian Lillard character, but he is...
He's up to no good.
What's that?
He's up to no good.
He's requested a trade. Finally, he's decided, I'll be the bad guy. Get me out of here. Now, the reports from someone like Shams is he wants to go to Miami and that's it. Other people have speculated, maybe he wants to go to San Antonio or something like that. Dame to go to the Heat is minus 300. Celtics are plus 550. Staying with the Blazers is 7-1. These are all available at DraftKings. Clip Show, 8-1. And then everybody else starting with the Sixers is in double digits, including the Nets, Spurs, Jazz, Cavs, and Bucks. By the way, if you do the old ESPN trade machine, the Jazz actually might be the best offer that they could give the Blazers. Now, Dame obviously does not want to go there. He said, just Miami. So the question becomes, is there a bet? And from my standpoint, the Heat at minus 300 would not be something. If we could bet on such a thing, right, if we were in a DraftKings jurisdiction and we were not DraftKings employees, would I bet on the Heat? And the answer is no. I would not lay $3 on such a thing. I actually think, and would I bet this market at all? Probably not, but the but would be, and I don't want to say if you made me make a bet, because I want to say 100% I wouldn't bet this, but I think I would bet the Blazers at 7-1. And the reason is because if it's true that that's the only place, Miami is the only place he wants to go, and the Blazers just can't figure out a way to get a third team to make this worth their while, which is very possible, I could see them just mentally checking, toggling back to, Dame, I don't know if we can really do this. We're trying. We really are trying to help you out. And I could see Damian Lillard toggling back to, all right, yeah, I guess you can. I'll just stay here. Sorry that I asked for a trade. I kind of screwed that up by saying it out loud. I was hoping you could make it. But if you can't make it to Miami, Dame, we could make it to this team. We could make it to this team. He'd be like, nah, just let me stay here. I do think that is a potential scenario. So at 7-1, I might bet that.
I'm with you that, look, that number's come down too. I think that was 10-1 when I was looking at these yesterday on that Blazers number. I think it's a possibility. The other reason I'll throw out there is that, like, from the Blazers side, I think you might even be giving them too much credit how much they're willing to work with Dame. Like, I think there's, look, we'll try the Heat, but, like, at the end of the day, we got to do what's in the best interest for us. And I think, back to your point about making that bet, though, I think there's a real possibility that they start going down this road of talking about trades. If they don't see one they like, it is very easy for them to say, okay, well, Dame, you're going to start the season with us. Let's see how desperate someone gets near the trade deadline. You got to remember these bets, if you're making this bet, is where does he play his first minute of next season?
Is that in the fine print?
Yeah, so that is, you know, you could bet the Blazers, because if he plays the first, you know, 20 games with the Blazers, this is a cash.
That adds to mine.
So I think it's, I don't know, this is really interesting right now. I know Woj was reporting yesterday that, you know, basically Blazers aren't in any rush. They're going to, now that they've opened up kind of Pandora's box of we're going to go down this trade route, it's, hey, we're going to talk to everybody, we're going to get their best offers, and we'll go from there.
And I also stand by what I said yesterday, which is I am so done with the offseason. Oh, if this team gets this player and these three guys get to play together, my God, are they going to be unstoppable? It rarely works out. It rarely works out in the NBA. And if the Heat are, you know, if the Heat do acquire Damian Lillard, but have to give up in the process to whatever teams, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, already Gabe Vincent is gone. Who knows who else is gone? Like, I just wonder, like, are you better? Are you better than you were? I don't know. Maybe you are. Maybe you're not, though.
There's a lot of these I can poke holes in, right? So, like, we had, I think Bobby Marks was on ESPN yesterday, and he was putting together the whole three-way trade between the Nets, Heat,
he said Utah was the, we could give Portland the best.
And he brought
package.
Up Utah, too. Yeah. Okay, here's my question real quick on Utah. You could get Damian Lillard, right? Are you still a good enough team to really compete in the West? Now, it'd be really cool to get Damian Lillard, and you could sit there, and if you're Danny Ainge, and be like, look at all these pieces that we turned Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert into. And that's very true. You would have Damian Lillard, a great group of young players, and still a bunch of draft assets. But whoop-de-doo, what does that get you in the next couple years with Damian Lillard?
Whoop-de-doo.
You're not winning the NBA Finals still, so I don't really get that. I would continue with the youth movement. If you're the Nets, the way they're talking about with this three-team deal, it's like the Nets would be giving up multiple first-round picks to just acquire Tyler Hero, which I don't understand why they would ever do that. So that one I don't get. What was the other? The Clippers are on that list. I don't get that one when they're the short shot for James Harden to go there right now. I really don't think Dame ends up there. So all I'm saying is I think there's a lot of possibilities beyond the short shots in this market. Do I think there's still a good chance Miami ends up with him? Yes, I do, Gil, because I think Portland will try to treat Dame right, and Miami and Pat Riley will do everything they can to figure out a third team, fourth team, whatever, to make it work. But, man, I think this is way more wide open than people are making it act.
Well, literally just back to the 7-1 on the Blazers, and I'm staying with the Blazers for game one of the season. Let's say they work out a deal with Utah. Let's just take the Bobby Marks scenario. They work out a deal with Utah. They come to Dame, and they're like, hey, Dame, we got this great deal, but it's to Utah. And what if Dame at that point says, please don't do that. Just let me stay here. Just let's just work it out then. You don't think they would back off?
So I think there's a possibility, but don't you think once teams start going down that road, I think they'd be too excited about the trade they can pull off.
I do, until they stare Dame in the face and they're like, well, it is this guy that has upheld this franchise for however long he has.
And in that situation, too, you're talking about trading him to a Western Conference opponent. Are you really excited about that?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm with
a
you
team
there.
That could absolutely displace you from a postseason.
The other thing I'll bring up quickly, because it's the like you said, Jazz are one of the teams that are the easiest because it's easy between two teams to make it work. The Sixers and the Celtics, could make this work if they wanted to. The only question is, if do they really want to? Sixers, it would involve moving around James Harden probably, and we can look at those odds here too. I'm a big fan of Tatum and Brown together, but if the Celtics start a package with Jaylen Brown, they can get this done. So I think it would be fair if you're sitting there as the Celtics thinking, we've got to the NBA Finals 2 years ago, got to the Eastern Conference Finals a year ago. Does Dame push us over that edge? And I think he does. I think it would be more fair. I've come around on the Boston Celtics going after Dame.
But if you polled like the average Celtics fan and you said to him, I go, hey, did you anticipate that, you know, if you take Marcus Smart as one of your big three, in quotes, did you anticipate that two of the three guys would be gone by the beginning of next season? I think 90% would be like, wait, what? What are you doing? Why are you changing this up so much? JBT will join us. He'll talk about Harden and Dame and other NBA matters. On the other side, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's always football season here at VSiN, which is why we've just released our NFL Betting Guide. Our NFL Betting Guide will help you get ahead of the upcoming NFL season with in-depth profiles of every team, including advanced stats, proven betting systems, and proprietary betting trends, plus best bets on season win totals, futures, and props. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today for as low as $19. Get your newly released NFL Betting Guide or take advantage of our summer kickoff special. You get access to everything we do through the Super Bowl for only $175. Sign up today at vsin.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin is here as well. Will Hill chiming in. He thinks OKC could be a sleeper spot for Dame.
Don't say it, Will. Don't say it. You, Gil, if there was win totals posted right now, it would take me watching like an entire one more quarter of the Oklahoma City Thunder before I put in an over bet, probably. In the summer league, I'm talking.
Oh, I see what you say.
I was watching Chet last night. I'm like, oh, he's beautiful. He's just beautiful. Can't wait to see him and Wemby out there.
We get tweets. I just want to read one. Well, first of all, Marcus Phillips from España. Marcus Phillips 2.0. Happy 4th of July to my dear favorite Americans. He sent that in to Chrissy, to Todd Wishnev, to Dr. Bob, and I. Happy 4th to you, Marcus. I know you don't celebrate, but happy 4th. Rick Ollier, this is what I want to get to, and this is what
happy
I want.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday for him. I want to bring JVT in for this because this is from Rick Ollier. He says, and you and I were going to talk about this anyway. Happy 4th, fellas. Curious, but are you going to be hitting up the hot dog cart after the show for your own contest against each other? And if so, will Kelly be washing down the glizzies with a nice glass of eggnog?
Oh God, there you go. That sounds disgusting.
Hashtag less ride. Well, let's take out the eggnog part of it, and let's bring in JVT, our senior NBA analyst, who we will talk about, Dame Lillard, James Harden, and the rest of this offseason thus far. JVT joins us, first of all, on a morning of 4th of July, which is always an imposition, so thank you in advance, JVT. Let me just say that up front.
Ah, no worries. I got to work later today. I'll be on filling in for Patrick on Sharp Money. So it's a work day.
Okay. So the question just posed by Rick Ollier is an interesting one. You actually have some experience with this, don't you? Didn't in the early days of VSiN, didn't someone challenge you to something and you actually participated in something? Explain.
Yeah. So I have, and I used to have it right here. I don't have it anymore, but the poster of me, it was Jimmy Vaquero who challenged me to eat 7 hot dogs in 11 minutes. It was for charity. And the issue, so I asked this to competitive eaters when I get the chance, because this is what I ran into. It was actually not consuming 7 hot dogs. Like, I had enough space. By the time I got to the 5th one, the repetitive taste, something mentally broke and I couldn't do it. It's not that the hot dogs were gross or bad. It was the taste of the hot dog by the 5th one. I could not handle it anymore. And that's the thing that killed me. It wasn't the capacity. It was the taste, surprisingly enough. I did not think that it was going to be a thing.
How many did you end up consuming?
If I remember correctly, it was like 4.5 or 5. And how I got up to that point.
What was the challenge? How many did you have to get up to?
I had to get 7 down in 11 minutes.
That's just good. That's good booking right there. Like, that's good a booking. Perfect number.
I was there. It was right out behind us here in this, and I was flanked to the right. I was with my girl.
Wasn't Greg involved? Peterson?
Oh, I don't know.
No, that was a year later.
That was a year later. Yeah, that was an in-studio incident that ended things, if you will, here at the Soundboard.
I believe the quote for management is they'd rather see a live alligator in the studio than ever do one of these again.
Ever do one of those again. But I remember saying to my girl, as I was watching JVT, I said, because there was a moment where I said, JVT, I'm like, look at his eyes. He's done. right? Like I could see the moment where you were just like, I cannot do this anymore. So when people say, how many do you think you can have? Someone else did. And by the way, the hot dog eating contest, which we'll talk about later with Joey Chestnut, if there's bets today, how many hot dogs with buns can you eat in a 10-minute span? And the record, the all-time record, is Chestnut at 76, which is just insanity. How many could you or I do, or JVT? JVT just told you what happened with him. I guarantee you I couldn't do more than 3.5. Max.
I think his number was, like, if I was challenged by Jimmy on that, I was going to say I think I could do 6 in 10. If I was really hungry, I think I could do 6 in 10 minutes.
It's impressive.
But the time would be the issue.
Right.
Like, that's right. Yeah. Like, if I was hungry enough, I could eat 6 hot dogs.
Right. Well, JVT was there. He could tell you. The taste. Ugh. Interesting.
I'm telling you, I can still mentally relive it. And the taste and the feeling that I got from that fifth one, I still feel it.
Have you eaten a hot dog since?
No, I mean, I think like twice. Like this is not like anti-hot dog. I know on this day of all days, I should not be.
Yeah.
But like Gil, on like at a barbecue, right? 9.8 times out of 10, I'm going hamburger. Like hot dog was never really like the choice for me.
Me too.
So it's not like I dislike them, but they're never really at the top of the list.
He's a hot dogist is what he is.
That's
what he is.
I completely agree with that though.
Yeah. I agree.
Probably one of the better ists that you can be in this world.
It's really, really true. If you're going to be an ist, be a hot dogist. All right, Dame Lillard. We just showed the betting market. The favorite is the Heat. That's where he wants to go by all reports. The Celtics are the second short shot, but the Blazers are 7-1. Is there a bet here in your opinion?
You know, I think there is. So looking at just specifically the odds, we talked about this in the podcast yesterday, in listening to the information that's out there, I think the 76ers have a better shot than the market has given them credit for. I think they definitely have a better shot to get him than the Los Angeles Clippers do. I think they have more to offer than the Los Angeles Clippers. Tim Bontemps of ESPN has said that he believes the 76ers are going to end up with Damian Lillard. He's got a good feel for that team and that area of the country because that's what he covers. Windhorst said he thinks it's going to be the Heat. So every bit of indication is that it's down to those two teams. So I'm at the very least surprised that I see three teams between the 76ers and the Heat to land Damian Lillard, because it seemed by all accounts those are the top two teams by every bit of information that's been out there around him. So I think at 10-1, if we're talking about, again, just the probability of a team landing him, by all accounts, everybody says that they're the second choice right now. Why would they not be the second choice on the odds board?
Is that I would bet it if I could, or is that if you made me make a bet, that's the bet I'd make?
Oh, if I would bet that if I could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At 10-1, that would be worth it on the Philadelphia 76ers.
What about Harden? You have a sense of that?
So I think that's going to be that the difference here is Harden opted into his contract because he needs to be cheap, right? He needs to make under $40 million so he can be a little bit more attractive for certain teams to go get him. I think it makes sense that the Clippers are the odds on favorite here. They can offer like Terrence Mann and maybe some picks, not a lot, but like, you know, something that would make that a somewhat attractive package for them to go and get James Harden. I think what's interesting here, Gil, is there's another dynamic at play, which is not just, hey, does the team have, you know, what the Clippers are going to offer there. The 76ers also have to balance, hey, look, like we have to make a package that's also going to make Joel Embiid happy, right? Because I don't think Terrence Mann and some salary filler, you know, whether it's Covington, Marcus Morris, and whatever pick it's going to be, is going to make Joel Embiid look around like, yeah, we're good. This is a contender. This is going to be great. Like, I love Terrence Mann. I've called him the fourth best Clipper of all time. But I don't think that that's going to be a package that's going to make Embiid happy. But there hasn't really been a lot of noise around this. And the more we talk about it, because here's the thing about this, and I don't know, I think you guys got this from DraftKings, because the wording of the prop is, where will he play his next regular season minute?
Yes.
And I think that that's important, because I think we could see, and there's rumblings about this picking up, another Kevin Durant scenario. Kevin Durant last summer requests a trade around this time. We talk about it the entire year. He ends up starting the year with Brooklyn, gets traded before the deadline. I think the same thing could be said for James Harden. I think there's a really good shot that he's there through training camp and ultimately starts the year on the Philadelphia 76ers because nothing really pops up for them.
Yeah, that's why I was saying Blazers for Dame is still my favorite play. I don't know that I'd bet it, but if I had to, that would be it. Who, in your opinion, let's take the offseason so far broadly, free agency period, which is obviously young but oldish at the same time. Like, what's the move that has been made that has moved the needle for you in terms of, I don't know if it's got you, I don't know if it triggered a futures bet for you, but at least has you thinking, man, when season win totals comes out, or I'm just thinking about bets now. What would that be?
I, Absolutely the Cleveland Cavaliers. I love what Cleveland did. You know, when they were a team that didn't have a lot of shooting, they were a very average shooting team, 16th in frequency of attempts, 14th in three-point shooting. They shot terribly against the New York Knicks because they didn't really have a bunch of shooters and knockdown shooters around Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. Their wing position was really thin and small. Isaac Okoro was their best wing defender. So what do? They go get Max Strus to help them play and have a knockdown defender play next to Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. They go and get George Niang from Philadelphia, who's going to be an awesome wing depth guy and of course can play power forward for them, and both of them are knockdown shooters as well. I love what they did, and while those aren't sexy, Gil, I'll bring you back to the team that just won the NBA championship. Their offseason moves, Bruce Brown, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, like these are moves that if you're filling in the right holes with the right pieces, they can make all the difference in the world, and I think Cleveland really did that. I'm really surprised that they're still as far down the Eastern Conference pecking order and just the finals order in general, because I think the top of the East is somewhat weak given how powerful these teams had been at one point. I love what Cleveland did. They're at the top of my list for sure. And if you're talking 22-1 or better, which is out there, I think that's worth a bet to win the NBA finals.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't just, hey, when their season win total comes out or yes, no playoffs thing. That's like to win it all. You're talking 22-1. If it's
available. Cause I'm assuming too, that these teams, whether it be the Heat or the 76ers, while they trade for Damian Lillard, they're also going to be a lot thinner, right?
Yes.
Like they're not going to be as deep. I think that there's a lot upward mobility in this conference. And I think there's flaws with Milwaukee as well. And I think that ultimately all comes together for me to like Cleveland a lot.
I'll leave you with this. Cause we have 45 seconds. Strangest offseason signing in your opinion.
I mean, it's got to be Houston, right? I mean, Fred VanVleet's good, but like $42 million a year.
Yes.
It's really weird. And I know they wanted Brook Lopez, but I don't really get it. Roll with the young core and see what you got.
There's a lot of candidates. You might be right. Like the money flying around is the thing where you're like, yes. VanVleet is getting how much? Like, what did I miss? Good player. Don't get me wrong, but wow. I mean, there's a lot of candidates, right? Kuzma. Why did the Wizards decide on this big rebuild that they're going to keep Kuzma? Like, I didn't understand that either. There's a bunch of them. Reggie Jackson getting $10 million over 2 years to stay.
Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, that was tons of money too. Thank you, JVT. Happy 4th of July, man. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, man. You too.
Jonathan Von Tobel, everybody. At me, JVT, our senior NBA analyst. We'll come back. What about NFL and AL MVP? Are these done already? We'll talk about it next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you could also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you could use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Anja Jabeur wins her first round match at Wimbledon, beating Magdalene Fresh in straight sets, and the Reds with a 2-0 lead out the gates against the Washington Nationals. Ellie De La Cruz already 2-for-2, two singles with a stolen base.
He's not bad. Mickey Sudo wins.
Mickey Sudo.
39.5 dogs, so the under hits as well for her.
What was her number, 50?
43.5.
Oh, 43.5, okay.
43.5.
So under for, she's from Las Vegas, Sean? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Not televised. Apparently we have uncovered a massive amount of sexism in the hot dog eating world.
Does that happen? Apparently that happens every year, I'm guessing. I just hadn't noticed till that.
I don't remember offhand, anecdotally, just seeing that competition. Yeah.
All right. Not televised.
Let's find out if Jason Weingarten's betting the hot dog eating contest. He comes for us from under a cloud of smoke in Southern Cali. You can follow him on Twitter at Spreadopedia. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. I am not betting the hot dog eating contest. I would rather bet on Nicaragua versus the Virgin Islands in basketball. But there are limits to you know, what I will bet on. And that line
that would
is
be
about
one of them.
The hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, for me too, as a matter of fact. For me too.
It just doesn't interest me. I don't know about you, but like, it's not my thing.
I can't lay eyes on it. I really can't. It's just not my thing. What's the Nicaragua Virgin Islands spread?
Oh, it was yesterday. Nicaragua won in overtime, I think.
You hit that? You hit
no,
that?
No, I was real busy yesterday. I didn't have much
okay.
Fortunately or unfortunately.
Ellie De La Cruz, 2 for 2 with a stolen base here to kick off the start the baseball day. What have you bet today?
So I have one side that I particularly like, and then a whole bunch of first innings. Surprisingly, I was up early, and a lot of interesting first inning prices, which means I'm probably about to lose a lot of money. But the game I bet that I'm most excited about today, it's kind of a big lay, but the Marlins. Marlins are like minus 175 or so against Cardinals. I see 180 on screen. Don't, you know, the higher it gets, it's, you know, less I love it past 180 or so. But Adam Wainwright,
oh yeah,
it's like one pitcher a year or every couple years, they just don't know when to call it quits. And it's sad to watch, and there's nothing you can do except bet them until they retire. And it might be the end of the season. It might be a week from now. It might be the All-Star break. But they gave him a standing ovation when he came out after like two innings in the last game. And I thought it was kind of sad. I felt like the fans were kind of telling him, you don't need to do this anymore. Like, you got nothing to prove. And he's just going to keep going out there. And I don't see anything changing. He doesn't have it. And sooner or later, someone's going to have to sit him down and say, hey, look, dude, you don't have it anymore.
He's 41 years old. 41 years old, a Cardinals legend. But yeah, we talked about it earlier, a 10.7% K rate, right? A 10.7% K rate, a .355 batting average against, 1.49 homers per nine against. I mean, you just go through it. I mean, the .350, the 1.94 whip. I mean, it's just, you're absolutely right. For a guy who has won, you know, he's two wins shy of winning 200 games. And whenever you have a guy who's stuck on 198, it feels like he's just hanging around because he's like, I just got to get these last two wins and then I'll go. And it just ain't happening. No,
but he probably is. You're right. Yeah. That's probably very much part of it.
Yep. And you're right. And here's the thing. Yes, the Marlins are minus 180. So there's going to be a portion of the audience who's like, oh, that's too rich for my blood. But value is value. And this is like your baseball betting duty, right? This is your obligation as a baseball bettor to fade these guys when these guys are presented to us, because it will go away. And it will go away abruptly.
It's like the animal hunting down the other animal. You know, you don't have to get the fastest one. You're trying to pick off the slowest ones. We're looking at the worst pitchers and just fading them until they go away. Whether it's Johnny Cueto or Chichi Gonzalez or
Chichi Gonzalez, yeah. I believe it was Chichi Gonzalez.
Okay, totally. Yeah. Mix them up. My bad.
Chichi Gonzalez, and then Hector Nuesi, of course, is a famous one as well.
But you just bet them until they go away.
Yeah. Kelly, you get his analogy there. Remember, if a bear is chasing me and you, Kelly, we don't have to outrun the bear. We just have to outrun each other.
I never heard that analogy from the other end before. That was from the bear's perspective.
It's from the bear's perspective.
All I got to do is catch Kelly, not Gil. That's from the bear's perspective.
That's right. Okay, so you love the Marlins. By the way, Mark Borchardt has been a parlay from earlier too, citing the same exact angle, this sort of fade Adam Wainwright angle. What first innings might you be betting today, sir?
I got the Marlins first inning at even money.
Yes, a run will be scored.
Yes, these are all yes. Everything yes today.
Okay.
O's Yankees minus 110. The Royals Twins minus 110. I got Oakland Detroit plus 110. Toronto versus the White Sox, also even money. Got the Rockies and the Astros minus 105. Got the Phillies and the Rays plus 110. And I got the Braves and the Guardians at even money. I'm confused some of these prices. Like, they're short to me. Probably means I'm about to lose a lot of money today, as is holiday tradition.
So wait, how many holiday that's right. Fireworks, losing money on first innings in baseball. So wait, how many games is that? I counted eight.
Eight. That's eight.
Okay. And I got them. I got all eight.
Yeah. So, and I like the Otani over strikeout, 7.5. I think that's kind of short. I'm a little worried. He had a cracked nail in his last start, but
yeah.
You know, nice opportunity to kind of move himself ahead in the Cy Young rankings today.
Yeah. He's the fourth. He did shorten, right? With the McClanahan injury as part of that, he is now the fourth short shot. So it's Valdez as the shortest shot, but Ohtani slots in at number four.
Eovaldi's up there too now.
Eovaldi's up there too. It depends where you're looking, right? Like, these are going to vary.
Oh yeah, no, I'm talking about like the you know, Tom Tango rankings, everything. Not the odds.
Oh, the Tom Tango rankings, which I talked about when I talked about how much I like the Spencer Strider vote, but how Tom Tango has Marcus Stroman as his NL Cy Young guy.
But yeah. I think Stroman gets traded. I think that hurts him. You know, the whole guys get traded, never win these awards sort of things. It's a lot to overcome if he gets traded. I think he does, especially I had the Cubs yesterday. That very much upset me. Games don't upset me very much, but I looked at the score. It was 3-0. It was 6-0. I wasn't home yesterday, so I didn't get to follow anything really. Then I look and I go, oh, it's 6-6. Great. That's awesome. You know, and the Brewers were coming off a 10-game road trip, 10-game three-city road trip. Cubs couldn't win that game. Like, clearly, I think they're going to be sellers at the deadline. This is, you know, not a team that's built to win this year.
Wow, conflicting things on the Cubs, because Borchardt thought 12-1 on them to win that division is his favorite division bet. You're right about Stroman, by the way. If he gets traded to a different league, if he goes over to the American League, his National League stats get frozen. That's it. They don't accumulate in the American League, so he'd be donezo, essentially, yeah. in that race. There were two games yesterday concurrently that had 6-0 leads. Both the Cubs leading the Brewers 6-0. The Brewers beat them 8-6, but the Astros were up on the Rangers 6-0. They had to come from ahead from behind to win that 12-11. So these games have been wacky. So Ohtani over 7.5 strikeouts, you're putting that one in as well.
I will probably bet that first inning. I just see the price. It's like +110 right now. And I know with like a 7.5 total, it's going to keep going up, especially close get to the late afternoon. So we got no hurry for me betting that one.
Is that a ninth game?
Yeah, it'll be a ninth game. I'm sure. You know, I don't know when I've had enough today. You know, it's a holiday.
What's your strategery here? Do you round robin these?
No, I'm playing them all straight. The round robin sort of the flamethrower method. And, I'm, you know, trying not to ruin the 4th of July. It's like, you don't want to blow your hand up when you're playing with fireworks. Some sparkly things.
That's right. It's one thing to lose. You don't want to burn yourself. Yeah, I understand.
I'm not trying to blow off any hands today. Let's keep all our fingers, everybody.
It's the hand open thing. He's willing to burn his hand. He just doesn't want to blow off the hand.
I gotcha. Understood.
Second degree burns, maybe all right, but we don't want anybody going to the emergency room on 4th of July. You know what I mean?
Well, on that note, I think we've done all we can do. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Happy 4th, man.
Happy 4th. I'll talk to you later this week. Got to talk about Rose Zhang. She's a favorite. Oh, first round leader. Great bet. 25-1. DraftKings. Bet that. Rose Zhang.
Jason's best bets are the Columbo ones where he's left the room and he's like, oh, one more thing. Rose Zhang. We'll talk to Jason later about that. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN.